For KUNM, I'm Gwyneth Doland. State lawmakers passed a $6.2 billion budget package this week that includes slight increases in funding for things like education and job training. But one program in particular will see a tenfold increase if Governor Susana Martinez signs off on it. Many states have what are known as deal closing funds that are used to lure new businesses or expand others and create jobs. Supporters say New Mexico's closing fund is a vital tool for economic development, giving local governments a pool of money to pay for buildings, infrastructure, or land. But critics like Paul Gessing of the Free Market Rio Grande Foundation don't like the way politicians have to pretend to be highly skilled venture capitalists.
Politicians really have no idea what the next big thing is going to be. And even in the best circumstances, there's always the potential for a pot of money to become used for political purposes and for corruption to spring up.
The fund has had successes. It was used to bring Lowe's to Albuquerque and HP to Rio Rancho, but also stumbles such as Schott Solar and Eclipse Aviation.
Funding for the People, Power, and Democracy Project comes from the Thornburg Foundation and the Lukes Family Fund. Find out more online at KUNM.org.